This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, authorities in Butte County, California, say the death toll has risen again from the campfire.
Two additional human remains were recovered in the affected area, bringing the total number of fatalities to date to 83.
Sheriff Corny Honey says the number of unaccounted for stands now at 560. The fire has scorched over 153,000 acres. It is now 85% contained. Black Friday getting an early start at many big retailers. Walmart will have regular hours today. Black Friday sales start, though, at 6 p.m. Target will open at 5. It could be the coldest Thanksgiving since record keeping began in the nation's east and northeast. It could be in the teens and low 20s through the day in New York City, and Boston could get snow. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump's apologizing, saying he's helped create Thanksgiving traffic jams on America's highways, tweeting that the big story yesterday was that he pushed hard to get gas prices so low that more people are driving for the holiday. Trump tweets, "I have caused traffic jams throughout our great nation. Sorry, everyone." On this Thanksgiving, USA Radio's Robin Walensky has been speaking to people at an eatery in Fayetteville, Georgia, about what they're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for my children. Here at the tavern, restaurant, and bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
for my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now, as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Tennessee man killed when a concrete block is thrown from a bridge, crashing through his vehicle's windshield. Police say Joe Shelton was driving on an interstate through downtown Nashville on his morning commute back on Tuesday when he was killed by the chunk of concrete, and investigators have no suspects. They continue to look at surveillance video for clues. Nashville police also asking anyone in that vicinity who may have information on the crime to please come forward. A majority of Americans do not want to discuss politics while gathering with family members on this Thanksgiving Day. A Quinnipiac University poll shows by a margin of 61% to 28%, those surveyed said they hope to avoid talking politics at the dinner table today. And the poll shows since Donald Trump was elected president, 59% say they feel the level of prejudice and hatred in America has increased. 32% say it hasn't changed. 5% say it's gone down. And the retailer Mattress Firm is closing about 660 of what it says are its underperforming stores after emerging from bankruptcy. The largest U.S. mattress retailer receiving $525 million in exit financing to continue to restructure with its remaining 2,600 stores still across the nation. On behalf of USA Radio News, I'd like to wish you a happy and safe Thanksgiving. I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And, of course, it's happy Thanksgiving, and we've got to have the history, our history guy here, our expert. You know, Bruce Kaufman, the one and only award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well, Bill, and to all your listeners.
Hey, I got to tell you, you know, the word is people want to be real concerned about what they talk about around the Thanksgiving table, politics. You know, I've heard all kinds of bully on this. You know, half, more than half, don't want to talk politics at Thanksgiving, but likely to come up.
Yeah, I would say politics is likely to come up in at least half the homes in the nation this evening or this afternoon when everybody sits down, for sure.
Well, maybe to break it up a little bit, Bruce, if we gave them something to kind of, you know, bridge away from it and, you know, make everybody smart and let them throw a little tidbit or two. I was looking at Ranker the other day, which they vote on everything, by the way. And they took a look at some of the biggest Thanksgiving myths and legends, and they debunked them, starting, and you and I have discussed this before, that Thanksgiving has been celebrated every year since 1621, but not necessarily the case, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some argument over whether there are some people who think it was in 1619 in Florida that the first Thanksgiving
right.
was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you never can tell. And also, it's myth, by the way, that they were turkey. They probably did not have turkey for the first Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
The Wampanoag Indians that were part of this brought along deer, I think, and they had seafood. But there are a lot of historians who think that there was no turkey on the table on the first Thanksgiving.
Ironic, especially with all the controversy about Florida, that they would think that Florida would be the first place, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the hanging chads just keep on coming. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, there are a whole bunch of myths about it. The one thing that you and I did discuss in the past, which is not a myth, which is that the first Thanksgiving meal was not the bounteous meal that everybody thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd bring this up because, as you and I have discussed, you know, everybody, socialism is now becoming the in thing. Mm. All right. We have polls that say that the millennials think that socialism is as good or better a system than capitalism. Mm-hmm. And we have, of course, Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist who ran for president. We have Elizabeth Warren, basically a socialist. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in Congress as an avowed socialist. But I just want to point out, and we've discussed this before, but given that socialism is in, I want to make this point. One of the reasons it was not as bounteous as it is sometimes believed is because the pilgrims in 1621 in Massachusetts were socialists, mm-hmm. at least yeah. in how they planted and harvested their crops.
Right.
Okay, so under the rules of the Pilgrim community then, all farming was collective. And all the food was distributed equally. You didn't enjoy the fruit of your labor. So let's say, I'm working dawn to dusk, you know, in Massachusetts at harvesting, and my neighbor's hardly lifting a finger. At the end of the day, he gets half.
Yes, right.
This is going to cause a little bit of resentment on my part, and I may think to myself, why am I working dawn to dusk and I'm only getting half of this? This guy's not working at all, and he's getting my half. So the pilgrims, the leaders, okay. We have a diary by one of the leaders, William Bradford, and he said, and this is originally what they thought. They thought that, quote, the taking away of property and bringing in community into a commonwealth, that is communal farming, mm-hmm. would make them, the pilgrims, happy and flourishing. But they found out the exact opposite. So in 1623, they decided to change it to your basic free market capitalist system. Each person got a plot of land and was told, if you don't work the land, you don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the result, again, in Bradford's diary. This had very good success, for it made all hands industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any other means. This is not rocket science. This is capitalism, free market economies work better than socialism. No question about it. So take that, socialists.
So let's go back one more time. And it took them, what, 2 years to figure that out?
It took them 2 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And here we go. There's nothing new under the sun. It comes back. And, you know, we can go back to our early founding. Good point, Bruce. And, you know, hey, it's just one of those tidbits there. So you got to be careful. Be sensitive if you have socialists around the table. Because they might take a little bit of exception to that. Also, the myth that Renker puts out there, Bruce, is that Thanksgiving was always the fourth Thursday in November. Not so, huh?
No, not so. No, there are some who think there's a school of thought that thinks the first Thanksgiving was in October.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are all kinds of myths, Bill. There are all kinds of myths. But you know, Thanksgiving. We can talk about this after the break because I really want to point out that the importance of the fact that Ronald Reagan, our first president, our 40th president, was the first one to articulate this way in such a great way. Thanksgiving has two thoughts. The first is thanks. Mm-hmm. We give thanks to Almighty God for the favor He's bestowed upon this country. The second word is giving. As Reagan pointed out, one of the things you have to remind yourself at Thanksgiving is in gratitude for all of the favors that God has bestowed upon us, we have to give back. We have to give back to those who are less fortunate than us. We have to do that not just on Thanksgiving, that's just a reminder, but every day we have to give back. Reagan said, okay, in this spirit, Thanksgiving has become a day when Americans extend a helping hand to the less fortunate. Long before there was a government welfare program, this spirit of voluntary giving was ingrained in the American character. Americans have always understood that truly one must give in order to receive. This should be a day of giving as well as thanks.
You know, that's exactly it. This is what Thanksgiving's all about. There's also, you know, part of the tradition back in the days, as you were saying, the early days of this Thanksgiving feast was, you know, sometimes it was regarded as, you know, a day of sacrifice, a day of what they called humiliation. And maybe if we had a good day of humiliation, maybe that might humble us a little bit because we've gotten a little ornery here in the recent times, Bruce, for whatever reason.
Yeah, absolutely. So Reagan's point is, and you and I have talked about this many mm-hmm. times before, Bill, that it is not the federal government who is the frontline soldier in the war against poverty, homelessness, despair, alcoholism, drug addiction, all of those things. The federal government, those bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., are not the ones to solve those problems. Those problems are to be solved. The frontline soldiers in this war are you and me and all the members mm-hmm. of our communities in the towns and cities across America, volunteering to help our fellow person, our less fortunate. That's how it works. That's what Reagan was talking about when he said long before there was a government welfare program, the spirit of voluntary giving was ingrained in the American people. That's the truth.
Because the problems are manifest by as many different people as we have. And, of course, with all the cultures now that have blended into our great American experiment here, Bruce, it's not one size fits all. And the government can only think one size fits all. So you've got a round peg in a square hole to start with, so they don't have a fair shot. It's impossible. for them to handle
exactly
these
right.
problems, right?
So one government cookie-cutter program created by government bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. is not going to solve the problems in various towns and cities and hamlets and communities across this country. They all have different problems and different causes for those problems.
Well, Bruce, I can't thank you enough. I think that if there's going to be peace around the table, maybe everybody should bring that article with them. And read what President Ronald Reagan had to say about Thanksgiving. That really gives you a sober perspective and a grateful perspective about this special day that we're celebrating with friends and families, maybe even some strangers, because that's in our DNA. You're exactly right. We are a giving people, have always been. And I think, Bruce, I think we'll always be, regardless of whatever the socialist or whatever the government would try to impose on us. It's in our nature. More from Bruce Kaufman after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's rightsocial.net.
Rightsocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
Rightsocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
Rightsocial.net,
the right place to be.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Tinas Live.
Money you can be thankful for, right? Thank you so much for being with us, sharing a part of your day here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, you know we're givers here, right? We always give. And when you go to our website, you will find that spirit alive and well, in as much as that all our guests, Bruce Kaufman, the experts that we bring on, best-selling authors and that, archives of these interviews you want to share with your friends and neighbors, pass on, listen at a time when it's more convenient for yourself. Hey, download it. Absolutely free. It's our gift to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, Bruce, as we wrap things up, at least on the topic of Thanksgiving, I wish you and yours and your family, I know it's very cold up there in the Northeast. I mean, wow, it's just, what do we got, a Northeaster on top of a Northeaster? I mean, these are record numbers.
Yeah, they are. It's really very cold. It wasn't as bad as they predicted, but it's very cold. I'm not riding my motorcycle today.
Yeah, I bet. You might not. You might just stay there in one place, you know, not go anywhere. Just either that or hug the motor. As cold as it is, I can appreciate that. So, but good time for family and for families out there, as you say. Think about some good things to talk about, you know, be in preparation. This is why, we're sharing some of these things with you to kind of divert away from some of the controversy. But, we were mentioning, you and I off the air about, peas and carrots, which were the two, birds that, President Trump, exonerated, right?
Yeah, he did. And this is kind of a clever parody of the, election that just happened because, he has two turkeys to pardon, and he decided, or the White House decided, somebody decided that they were going to have a vote as to which of the two turkeys got pardoned. And so you could go on the White House website and vote for either peas or carrots. And the winner was peas, but carrots refused to concede and demanded a recount.
Yeah, right.
And so there was a recount, and according to the recount, just like there was in Florida, the actual vote was that the results did not change, free and fair election, peas won. And so President Trump said to carrots, sorry, but I have to tell you the results did not change. However, the goodness of his heart, he later pardoned both of them.
Yes, that's good. And then he did warn them, chances are the Democrats would want to investigate and send them subpoenas, right?
Absolutely. Subpoenas, they think was a rigged election and the carrots should have won, and therefore they're going to subpoena and we're going to have this whole thing go over again, just like it happened so much across the country.
I thought that was funny. I thought that was funny, but the mainstream media didn't quite pick up on it. They're just so stiff. I mean, they're all becoming like Jim Acosta. You got to lighten up a little bit, right?
Right. And by the way, give the mic to someone else after you've asked four questions.
Yeah. I mean, of course, now there's going to be set rules now that there is going to be proper decorum because, you got the cats. They're out of control, you know, so you got to let them know what the rules are. I mean, forget about Hillary Clinton said it very clearly that if you want civility back in the country, then you've got to put the Democrats back in office. That's just that simple. So our civility is being held hostage by the Democrats. Go figure, right?
Go figure.
How insane. Well, of course, you don't want to talk about that at Thanksgiving because that could be a problem, too. But anyway, hey, today, a rather somber day in our memories when we look back, 55 years ago, Bruce? 55 years ago, we were hearing the news of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It still astounds me that to this day there's so much mystery around that.
Yeah. I think we talked about this before. It's pretty obvious to me that it was not a conspiracy by the mafia or by the KGB or by, some anti-Castro or pro-Castro group. Because, again, once Lee Harvey Oswald, had Oswald been a part of a conspiracy, the mafia, the Cubans, the KGB, whatever, they would not have let him walk around the streets of Dallas after shooting Kennedy. They would have had a getaway car at the foot of the Texas School of Depository Building.
Right.
They would have brought him into the desert somewhere, put two bullets into his brain, and buried him. Right. They never would have let him wander around with the chance of being captured, which he was.
Right.
So, the conspiracy theory just doesn't work for me.
Well, going into the election in 1960, you had Lyndon Johnson, as you write about, at the time was considered to be the most qualified, but John F. Kennedy, a little bit of like Obama-esque, with his charm, kind of comes a little bit out of nowhere, And he ends up head and shoulders above Lyndon Johnson, who had all this experience. And
right.
And this was a tough deal because Lyndon Johnson was a real wheeler and dealer out of the mold of a modern day Nancy Pelosi.
He was, well, I think more effective than Nancy Pelosi. He knew what was in the bills before they were passed and signed.
Yeah, he actually read the bills. Yeah, I know.
Right, exactly.
That was back in the old days, you know.
So. Right. But Johnson's problem was, as I point out in the column, he was a Southerner, and this is in the 1960s when the civil rights movement was gaining steam, and it was thought by the experts in both the Democratic and Republican Party, I guess, that you know a Southerner could not put together an electoral coalition broad enough to win the White House. So Kennedy, a junior senator from the northern state of Massachusetts, with little in the way of legislative accomplishments, by the way, certainly not compared with Johnson, he gets the nod. He got it. He won it. But he was smart enough to know that if he was going to win, he needed a Southerner on the ticket. And so he asked Johnson to be his vice president, and Johnson accepted.
Mm-hmm. That had to be a tough conversation and maybe a tough pill for LBJ to swallow because he is the king. And
right.
Now he's got to not be the king. He's got to be the number two guy, the VP.
Right. Right? Well, he did think, I mean, of course, everybody, the vice presidency, is, as John Adams said, is the most useless office in the government. But he did think, given his legislative accomplishments, that the Kennedys would actually give him more power than was used to having in the vice president's office. And it turned out he was completely wrong about that. Mm-hmm. First of all, I mean, Bobby Kennedy and Jan Johnson just couldn't stand each other. And so, as I wrote in my column, they made sure that Johnson was nowhere near the levers of power. They sent him out on junkets, whatever. They sent him to ceremonial ribbon cuttings and that kind of thing. They never, ever let him be the kind of vice president he thought he should be and had the experience to be. It just mm-hmm. didn't happen.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of, love lost or chemistry between them or the families. I mean, it was, kind of the Hatfields and McCoys a bit, wasn't it?
It was a great deal of that, absolutely. But as I point out in the column, this is sort of the point of the column, fate has a lot to do with who becomes president. And, you know, Kennedy, he's running for re-election. Once again, he knew that the South was incredibly important to him. So today, in an open-air limo, he was in Texas, on a campaign swing, basically.
Right.
And he's driving by Dealey Plaza and by the Texas School Book Depository when shots rang out and Johnson would become president.
Well, interesting, this one sidebar story. You talk about these junkets. You open up the column with the story about Lyndon Johnson, vice president, having been sent to a junket to Africa by President Kennedy, approached by an African leader and asked if it was true that he was born in a log cabin. "No, no, you're confusing me with Abe Lincoln," Johnson replied. He then paused and added, "I was born in a manger."
he had a healthy ego. But as I point out in the column, ego in politics is often necessary.
Yeah.
And, and Johnson had it. Look, Bill, he was probably the most effective Senate majority leader in the history of the Senate. And, that's where he gained so much of his experience on how to be a great legislature. I've always said the two greatest legislative presidents in our history were Johnson and Abe Lincoln.
Mm.
And both of them, by the way, their two greatest legislative accomplishments were on behalf of the less fortunate. Civil rights. Johnson's Lincoln's passage of the 13th Amendment, making the slaves free. Johnson's passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, finally making African Americans, Black Americans, equal under the law with whites.
Was the was the 64 the war on poverty and that bill that passed to set up this incredible bureaucracy?
Right.
It seems to historically come out to be an overreach.
Right. Yes. So, I mean, I'll give Johnson huge credit on the civil rights bill, but on the Great Society, on the war on poverty, an abject failure.
Well, there it is. There's something more for you to talk about. Okay, around the table. Hopefully, we'll have calm heads, and we will be humble and grateful, and in the spirit of Thanksgiving. Right, Bruce? So, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce Kaufman, on Bill Martinez Live.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, authorities in Butte County, California, say the death toll has risen again from the campfire.
Two additional human remains were recovered in the affected area, bringing the total number of fatalities to date to 83.
Sheriff Corny Honey says the number of unaccounted for stands now at 560. The fire has scorched over 153,000 acres. It is now 85% contained. Black Friday getting an early start at many big retailers. Walmart will have regular hours today. Black Friday sales start, though, at 6 p.m. Target will open at 5. It could be the coldest Thanksgiving since record-keeping began in the nation's east and northeast. It could be in the teens and low 20s through the day in New York City, and Boston could get snow. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day.
After the top of the hour, and Maria Espinoza joins us, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Well, as always, especially that they're here. They're at the border. We've got thousands there. What is being reported by Homeland Security, at least 500 are known to be dangerous individuals. These are criminals that are trying to bust through our gates here, but yet the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about that.
Right, and it's more the same, and where, allowing these criminal illegal aliens to come into our country is absolutely wrong. President Donald Trump needs to really send a message and take a look. I think if, these guys get through, there's more right behind them, Bill. And again, I consider this an invasion.
Well, interestingly enough, the people at Tijuana called it an invasion too, right?
Yes, I saw that. There's a couple videos where the people there in Tijuana surrounded the busloads of these caravan, mob caravan,
right,
and were shouting at them. You know, they said it's not discrimination. This is about security. They want them to go back to their countries and resolve their own problems. You know, so much like Americans chanting USA, USA, the Mexicans were chanting Mexico, Mexico.
Exactly. And they were saying Donald Trump is right, that this is an invasion. Mm-hmm. Again, the mainstream media is not about to run that clip, but we were able to see that in on several outlets, again, which is counterbalancing, you know, what the perception is and how this is being presented to the Mexican people. And, of course, Donald Trump and we, the people, not getting help, you know, from the courts either, because the ACLU and others found a sympathetic court once again to, you know, to hold the president, you know, from and to stop the president. They filed an injunction to stop the president from, you know, doing what he's been trying to do, which is protect American citizens.
Absolutely. And you're talking about that judge in, again, San Francisco, Judge Tigar, how you pronounce that. But, you know, again, an activist judge appointed by the Obama, by Mr. Obama, and here, you know, they try to bring up that, you know, he has to follow federal law. This is not in violation of federal law, but they don't seem to care that the city of San Francisco and the entire state of California, you know, is not honoring our federal laws in not being a sanctuary state and protecting, aiding and abetting illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny how they use laws or try to create laws to benefit the far left agenda.
Well, what's what lies ahead for us here, Maria? I mean, you know, we've got illegals already in this country. The Remembrance Project was started to keep a focus on the issue here, that illegals come, they break the law, they come, you know, just because they cross the border doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're going to obey the law. If anything, you know, they have no regard for the law, and they have no regard for our citizens. They're killing our citizens. And, you know, this president at least is trying to do something about it. But clearly he needs the help of the Senate and the House in order to do something about these laws, to make it clear that, you know, this is unacceptable. Because, you know, on some sort of, you know, small premise, I'm not an attorney here, and I'm not totally familiar with the law, but what's being suggested is current law says that it's okay for people to come here illegally, and that they should, whether or not they come here illegally or not. And I thought it would be a no-brainer if you said, look, you've got 48 ports of entry. If you violate those ports, you choose not to come through that, then why can't we just put them on a bus or a plane and get them back home right away? Why bog down a court that's already overwhelmed with handling and processing these migrants who are coming in claiming some sort of sanctuary, you know, some sort of legal status?
Right. And you said a lot and brought up a lot there, Bill. You know, first and foremost, I think everyone should call the White House at 202-456-1111 and let President Donald Trump know that you support the military on the border and for him to do all in his power to protect Americans and protect our country. You know, then we have to, each of us needs to call our legislators on every level of government, bombard them with phone calls, have your friends and family call, not just once, twice, but continue calling, I will say a couple of times a week, and make sure that, you know, they get off their plush chairs and get busy working for the people that they're supposed to. Now,
exactly.
Let's take a look at this. We have, you know, the lame duck session right now. You know, why don't we get a clean bill, fully fund the wall and get that built? And also, how about E-Verify? Let's get a clean bill to mandate E-Verify. And I'm talking all the way down to the contract worker, you know, Bill, because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS gives the I-10 numbers, the individual tax identification numbers, to illegal aliens. And they're able to work here illegally, but they're given
right.
this identification number. So we need to be smart and not be fooled you know, like we have been for decades, and thinking that the media is going to tell us the truth, that these legislators are not sold out to the open border lobbyist crowd, you know, and start placing Americans first. And mm-hmm. you know, when we started, Bill, we had no idea what we would be in for. Mm-hmm. You know, I spoke with someone yesterday. You know, I had a great life before the Remembrance Project. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, empty nesters, and, you know, my husband was almost ready to retire, and we had plans for that. And here we are, you know, 7 days a week, 12, 16 hours a day. And just trying to save our country one life at a time. And, mm-hmm. and you know this, you're very knowledgeable on all levels. And, you know, we're in a very precarious situation here when we can't even, as American citizens, demand that existing laws are enforced. And that's all we're asking. You know, we don't want any new laws, Bill. We don't need new laws, because all that does is waste our time and money, mm-hmm. and they're not enforced.
Exactly. Well, and like you said, call the White House, call your representative, start letting them know, you know, your position on this deal. You've got to push back, because right now the focus happens to be on these new socialists that have come into Congress. There's a lot of airtime, a lot of ink that's being focused on them instead of the real issues that we're dealing with. Because meanwhile, our border is being stormed. We got thousands of people coming there. And you've got to know that this is not some sort of benign project, that there were, you know, people who are antithetical to the American dream and the vision of American nationalism and patriotism, who are basically waging war against our freedom principles here. It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't fight back, we're going to continue to be overwhelmed, and we're going to live to regret it, because the America that we pass on to our kids and grandkids isn't going to look like anything like it looks like today. We've got more from Maria Espinoza on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday, don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad. I am so glad you came.
As promised, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project continues with us. Maria, as we cited, it is time for America to wake up and push back. If you really are, you know, if you're really concerned about our freedoms and how they've been compromised, and this is just one major issue that we're dealing with, and the president is doing what he can do, but he needs to hear from we the people. Our congressmen, our senators need to hear from we the people that this is unacceptable, that you cannot have people breaking our laws and the rule of law being ignored.
Exactly, Bill. And you look at even the Tijuana mayor, you know, called on Mexican government to do something. And they said, or he said, that this was a well-funded and this was an orchestrated mob of caravan.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's, again, why are we sitting around just waiting for someone to do something? You know, if we had been sitting around, my husband Tim Lee and I had been sitting around, this issue still wouldn't even be out there. And it's not where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it really needs to be shouted from the rooftops from every single media outlet, because this is what's at stake here, American lives. And every single one of the families, the angel families that we work with, has said that they were not aware that this was a problem. They had no idea that illegal aliens are even here. They said, well, aren't they supposed to come here legally? Don't we have laws to protect, you know, our families? Yes, we do have laws, but guess what? They're not being enforced, and they're broken left and right by these sanctuary city mayors. And again, the entire Democrat Party is against the Remembrance Project. Most of the Republicans are against the Remembrance Project, Bill, and that's sad to say, because all we have left, which is a mighty force, is the people. So that's why, you know, we are not taking interviews from CNN affiliate who's been chasing us, a Netflix individual who wants to do a documentary on the Remembrance Project and the history of immigration, and also the Washington Post wants our views on that. Well, they can go to our website. They can go to the many interviews that our families and my husband and I have given to find out those answers. But, you know, all they want, Bill, is to waste our time and to find a way to edit out the truth of what our words are. But, you know, we're looking to the American people to stand up, help us, and help your country. This is a battle, and this is a battle that we cannot afford to lose.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up an excellent point here, Maria, is that most of us would think this is common sense. But, you know, common sense is out the door in the deep state in which, you know, that controls our government. And it's the deep state and other prevailing, you know, interests that get rewarded with illegal immigration. And so that's what you have to look at. It's the age-old scenario of follow the money. And when you follow the money, you see, you know, what's going on here. You know, what hand is feeding another hand, and the compromises that are being made. But again, if we the people do not take a stand and say enough of this, and we keep electing the same old knuckleheads to come in and give us more of the same, then you've got the government you deserve. But I believe that Main Street America has been waking up. And, you know, they elected Donald Trump to be the president of the United States. He's shaking things up. But, you know, I maintained in the midterms and going forward, he needs reinforcements. And the thing is that think about this, Maria. We got 2 years for sure, which is going to be rather cumbersome, because the House Democrats have made it clear that, you know, they're not about legislating. They're about investigating. They're not even in place yet. But yet they're doing everything that they can right now. Showing their hand, what their full intent is. It is to bog down this president and bog down the best interests of the American people. And so let's give Donald Trump 2 more years, but it's going to be much more burdensome than it was even when his party was in control. And so then if he gets reelected, we're going to get more of the same instead of really advancing the cause of freedom and everybody benefiting from it in this country. And I would say the world for that matter as well, because Donald Trump's implications and what he's done has not only helped us here in America, but it's helping countries around the world. This is why, you know, some of them, you know, that want to be honest, they'll say, yes, he's really helped us, and they cheer him on. Others, because just like here in America, where, you know, if you like Donald Trump, then you're cast aside, you're invalidated, and you're shouted down. But look what the man's guilty of doing. You know, he's fulfilling his promises, and he's fighting, you know, for nationalism, for America first. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. And, you know, President Trump is doing his part, pulling more than his weight. And it's time for the American people to stand up and, you know, get with the program and help him out. And there are so many people whom I know that, you know, are in the background cheering me on. Well, that's all fine. But what are you doing? What is your part? Which is, have you gotten with a group in your area, a conservative group, so you can educate yourself and you can spread the word? And then that way you can also recruit from in your community good legislators, because that's what we're looking at. We are preparing for 2020. And I think obviously just the way the other side is also, you know, and their goal is to tear down me personally, but also the Remembrance Project, to silence us again. And we're not going, you know, not going to let that happen to the best of that we are abilities. But also, you know, make a donation. You know, we're out here doing the heavy lifting like so many other smaller conservative groups, and we're reaching out to conservative media as well, Bill, mm-hmm. because we know that we can't put all of our eggs in one basket and depend on some one outlet to get the information out. What happens if that outlet is infiltrated and right. corrupted? Then where do we go? But if we educate the people, and no one can take that from them, and that's our angle. So I mm-hmm. want everyone out there to do something, take action.
Right.
And definitely recruit. We've got to be strong, because look what will happen. We're going to get more of the same, this stalling of good legislation or enforcement of current laws during the this last year and a half to almost 2 years of President Trump's presidency. But take a look. What you see along on the southern border, that's what's coming here. That is, they are at our door, and those Democrats will do nothing to stop them, as many other Republicans as well.
Exactly. I mean, look at the state of California, what they've done. They've all but rolled out a welcome mat, and then they're wondering why, you know, they're bankrupt and in trouble as they are. And, okay, and if it's that's not enough, let's throw on these, you know, terrible fires that they're going to have to deal with. Well, there's just not enough money in California. I mean, what are they going to do?
Right, but, you know, they're going to look to the American taxpayer looking for federal dollars to assist them. Mm-hmm. And where they shunned federal laws and want ICE out of California. They're a sanctuary state welcoming illegal aliens. And who has the dollars to fund that? Mm-hmm. You know, so they can't have it both ways. You know, and, you know, I tell you what, Bill, about 8 years ago, I made a statement out there, and I put it on one of our organization's videos, and I said that, you know, if you vote for open borders, or if you vote for a legislator who is for open borders and gives illegal aliens benefits and all, then they should get the bill mm-hmm. that the American people have put in to support illegal aliens having children here, their medical, their incarceration, their vaccination, their education. Nothing is free. So maybe that's the way to stop all this. If you are guilty of this and you vote for supporting illegal aliens, then you should get a bill at the end of the year, because I certainly didn't sign up for this, and this is the law, and laws are not being enforced, so why should I have to pay for this lawlessness?
And it's a fair question, Maria, and like you said, you know, at the start here is that it is critical that people get educated. They know what's going on, that they do not fall prey to the emotionalism that's being put out there, you know, by the mainstream media and by others. I mean, their arguments lack substance. This is why they rely on the emotional card, you know, to throw that down to make it seem like there's some validity to it. But you got to see it for what it is. And if you're not educated, you're going to fall victim to their false premise. Maria Espinosa, yes. As always, we appreciate you coming on, keeping us informed. Where can they go for more information?
They can go to our website, theremembranceproject.org, theremembranceproject.org, on Twitter, at Stolen Lives QLT, and also on Facebook, The Remembrance Project and Stolen Lives Quilt. And compassion needs to start at home, Bill.
Yes. Amen. All right. Thank you, Maria. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you, too, Bill. Bye-bye.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Bacon lovers.